Oh, hey there. Sorry, I've been a little bit busy. There's this big project that I have to prepare for. Oh no, you didn't really like disturb me. I was just deep in thought. So I was supposed to work on it, but honestly, there's nothing coming in my head right now. As for your friend, well, he also did message me that he's supposed to be home soon, but I do believe his girlfriend is holding him up a bit. That's your opinion. I haven't seen anything that's very worrying so far, but I'd rather let him figure things out on his own. He'll get it soon. As for the mister, he's out. He's working right now. He'll probably be home in the next 48 hours. Such is the nature of his job. I'm quite used to it. Does happen, but there are solutions to certain problems that arise from this situation. Why do you ask? Understand. To be fair, these certain solutions that I talk of do entail finding satisfaction somewhere else. Such satisfaction might be found in someone else. I think your friend exposed me in that regard. I don't really mind. It's just a couple of entanglements. Besides, it's not that the mister doesn't know. In fact, he has his own entanglements as well, so it's not really a big deal at this point. But I appreciate your concern. You already know the solution anyways. So, I won't say it's not the first time I've been propositioned. I will say it's the first time I've been propositioned so forwardly. Do I accept? I don't know. You're a younger man, which means you've got less experience, so I need to know what exactly will you have for me that might satisfy me? Such confidence. I like that. Well, if you're going to propose such things, why don't you actually show me what you've got? I do believe in the saying that show don't tell. I won't mind if you chicken out, of course. I mean, this could just be between the two of us, and I will never speak of it again. If you're so bold and so forward, then I expect big things from you. Go ahead. Show me what's underneath those bulging pants of yours. What's hiding underneath this tent? Oh. Now I understand why you're so forward. But I did say you lack experience, don't you? You could have the hardware, but if you don't have what it takes to run it well, then that won't be as satisfying as you think now, won't it? Well. I'll let you prove yourself a little bit later on, but there now. I want your pants down, and I want you on the counter. I'm serious. Do it. What did you think that just because I was forward that, I would be so willing to play your game? No. If you want to play with this girl, you want to play with older women, you need to know how to play by their game. Spread your legs a little bit to show off that cock of yours. You already said you were so proud of it. Don't be shy. And you shouldn't be so scared either. I won't bite. Unless you want me to. What to do with you? Why don't we start slow, shall we? Go ahead and feel the way my hands scrape up and down your thighs. I could feel your cock twitching. You're so eager to have my hands on your cock, don't you? You're gonna have to hold off a little bit. Relax. Impatient as you are, there really is some value to waiting a little bit longer. You know why? Because it's the easiest way to make younger men like you come so fucking hard for me. And I'm going to make sure that I empty every single drop of cum stored in those big heavy balls of yours. That's it. Go ahead. Feel my hands massaging these balls of yours. You like it, don't you? You thought you were playing smart, huh? I love it when I overwhelm younger men like you. You see, you get so cocky, you think you can overpower me easily, just because I don't get what I need from my husband. But I do enjoy teaching men a lesson. Oh, don't worry. We'll still enjoy each other. But I'd like to enjoy you a little bit more. Starting from the base. Slowly up the shaft. And up on this very eager tip. So much pre-cum already. You enjoy that, don't you? I enjoy it too. Up and down. And up and down. I do love seeing the head of a massive cock just glistening from all of that pre-cum. Swirling my thumb around it, making you feel just how needy you are. And then just tasting it a little bit. And you taste so fucking good. I'm gonna have a lot of fun tonight, won't I? Yeah? Look at this big cock twitch. This big, thick cock twitching so hard. Pulsing almost too. the way your veins just show how much you want me. Let me help you out a little bit, shall I? I know you've been staring at this blouse for a while now. I should probably unbutton this a little bit just to give you a little bit more to see. After all, that's not fair. You took off your pants, and I should show you a little bit more, right? You like what I see? I can tell you already knew that I wasn't wearing any bra underneath. I can't help it. These big tits really just need a little bit of a breathing room. You know what else my pair of tits might need? A nice big cock sandwich in between. Would you like that? You would? Why would you ask me for it? Go ahead. Tell me, Miss Chest. I want your big tits right now, please. I want you to beg for it. Keep going, Miss Chest. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me you want your big cock sandwiched in between my tits. Tell me you want it. Beg for it, even. That's always been a fantasy of men like you, right? Your cock right in between a lovely woman's tits. My tits keeping your cock nice and warm. The sight of it almost drives you mad, doesn't it? So tell me. Tell me you want it. Beg for it. I love hearing please. All right then. Down I go. Fuck. Your cock feels so fucking hot and hard. How does it feel between my soft tits? And I could feel your balls tightening up already. Fuck. You like that, don't you? Right? You like the way your cock feels in between my tits? Your cock is so hot and so hard. And all of that pre-cum oozing out of the tip just makes it so much easier to glide my tits up and down, up and down. Fuck. This turns me on just as much as it does you, you know? My tits are so sensitive. Why don't you play with it for a bit? It's not fair if only your cock can take a hold of these, big tits of mine. Why don't you hold my tits like this? Yes. Give it the support it needs, yeah? You can draw circles around my nipples with those thumbs of yours. Gently now. I did tell you I was sensitive here. Your cock is just long enough so I could. Oh. That took you at the edge immediately, didn't it? Oh, you cute little boy. Good boy. He tastes so good, too. Tells me that you take care of yourself pretty well. So sorry, I can't help myself. But I do love the taste of good cock. Yes. Oh, my tits feel so good like that, yes. You like that, Tom? Tell me where you want to come, hmm? Wow. Of course you do. I want you to come all over my face. I want you to make a mess out of me. I want you to come so fucking hard. All of that cum on my face just drips down to my tits. Make a perfect mess. Oh, I want you to empty every single drop of cum. I want you to give me all of that cum. You want to satisfy me? That's the only way. I want you to come nice and hard all over my face, and I want these balls emptied. Ready? Ready? Tell me you want to come. Good. Good. Come for me. Come all over my face now. Look at me helping you. Come all over my pretty face. Yes. Mark me. Give me every drop of that cum. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, yes. You feel so good. Oh, I can feel your cock pulsating between my tits. Oh, I... Fuck. You feel so good. Why don't you wipe my face a bit with your hands? Well, don't worry about it. I'll clean it up. Like this. See? You enjoy that? Good. My son's gonna be home in a few minutes, so I'm going to clean up. And, when the two of you are back, let me know. I think I'm gonna play a little bit more with that cock of yours and really make sure I'm completely satisfied. What do you think?